The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, a 25-year-old study of children raised by lesbian couples has concluded that those children are actually more well-adjusted than normal. High school students in Los Angeles participate in a game called Beat the Jew. And when will the government finally make it illegal to videotape police officers abusing their power? Well, for people in 12 states, it's already too late. It is June 12th. Show. I'm your host, Stu Griffin, and with me as ever is my ever-chocolatey co-host, Chippa. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great, doing great.
For those of you who don't know, maybe the first time you've tuned in, this show is about opinions, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just about any opinions. It's about the opinions of people that you have opinions about. The people that you look at and say, oh, look at that dirty fag, or how about that perv, or how about that furry, that Star Trek geek, that black guy. We're all that, and you know what? We're here to tell you what we think about the planet, and we guarantee you, whether it's by our opinions or by the things we have opinions on, this show will piss you off. It will piss you off. So, and I was trying to find a segue into piss off, between being pissed off and Anthrocon, because I wanted to talk about Anthrocon, because it's coming up in what, like
two weeks?
Something like that. Actually,
Yeah, 2 weeks, yeah.
So, yeah, that's... For those of you who don't know, it is the furry mecca of the world. We all have to, every year, you know, every day, like, what is it, three times a day, every furry has to turn towards Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And start.
And we do our
do the little thing with the ears on.
Yeah, with the ears out, on, yes.
And, you know, and pretend like we're, you know, going down on a dick. And then we have to show up and throw little rocks at Uncle Coggy. And That's just the way it works.
You know, you said that. It's going to actually, people are going to go and rocks at Uncle Kage.
People probably are. I throw little pebbles at Uncle Kage, and then he's going to come to me one day. And it's like, why are people throwing? Wasn't me. I'm going to play all innocent on that. I want to plug a friend of mine, actually. Matt Ebel is going to be doing a show at Anthrocon for his first time. I've actually been keeping up with him for the last 2 years now since I discovered him. I actually saw one of the shows quite by accident in Atlanta and was actually really amazed at the guy. He's very talented, very professional, and anybody who likes... He is like the... I would say... Some people say the Elton John, but I would almost say the Billy Joel. You know, the early Billy Joel when he used to do piano stuff?
Yeah, before he got crazy.
Yeah, before he started doing... Before he started doing that, he's kind of like the Billy Joel of the sci-fi furry fandom, and he's definitely worth going to see.
Yeah,
and picking up a few albums from. I think his website is MatthewEbel.net. If it's not .net, then try .com.
I think it's one or the other.
I think it's .net.
I agree. I think it's .net.
It's .net. That and. And what else? There's a lot of stuff coming up. It's getting towards the summer convention season. And
well, obviously, we know Two is doing a show.
Yeah, I'll be doing a show.
As always.
I'll be doing a show at Anthrocon. So will you,
actually. Yeah, I actually will be. They asked me to do another show this year, so.
I think, you know, I think that I recommend that nobody goes to Gibbet Show. I think it's going to suck.
It will.
Don't go to Gibbet. You're not supposed to agree with me.
I have to.
No. You're not supposed to agree.
Oh, please.
You're supposed to fight.
Fuck me, Gibbet. Well, don't go to your show. Shit. Stand outside and have picket signs and picket two. No more two. He sucks balls. He's a fur. Blah, blah, blah. He's bald and fat. Skinny.
You know, people are probably going to do that now. They're going to be standing, Two Cents fans, they're going to be standing outside my show with signs, no more Two, he's bald and fat, he's going to hell. They'll probably at least one or two people are going to do that now. It's going to be your fault.
And I will videotape it, and I will put it on YouTube.
Oh, Lord. You are a nut. Hi. Hello, Cameron. You know, for those of you in the Southern California area, actually anywhere, we're coming out of Southern California right now. However, we just had Califer that happened over here in the
area. Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. But the furry fun, at least in Los Angeles, isn't over this year because there's another convention in Los Angeles coming up called Antheria in October. www.antheria.org, and I'm not plugging that out because a friend of mine is running it. I'm plugging it because we're on staff, so, and it's free advertisement. And they said, hey, advertise for us and don't charge us anything. And I went, but blowjob something? And they're like, no. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
you know, I take what I can get. You know, it's just yeah.
All right.
So yeah. Listen, by the way, before we go into the news here, I want to say that, you know, the reason we play cartoons in the break for you, which, we, by the way, we hope you enjoy, is because we don't have any original segments. We actually had somebody asking, are you going to get the original segment guys back? Here, this is your invite. Yeah, if any of them, Gary Walker or Dari or Spazbox or Sam Conway, any of those guys, you want to come back and do audio or video segments? Start sending them in. We'll put them on. And if anybody else, anybody has any new ideas, send us some auditions. We're taking auditions for segments now. So until then, we'll probably play a cartooner here and there at the break and while we have sex on this very table. Right here.
In this spot.
Yeah. Right. I dreamed I got screwed by a hamster. I just remember that. I had a dream that a hamster raped me. And it was a little tiny hamster. What? Don't tell me you've never had that dream. We've all had that dream. Go to commercial. Oh, we can't do that. Sorry, we can't. You know, we need a commercial just ready.
Yeah.
Go to commercial. Anyway.
No, we'd do that all the time.
We're going to have to do that. That wouldn't mean a show anymore. Okay. So. Oh, my holy God! It's the world end!
Yeah!
Okay. In response to a flood of Facebook and YouTube videos that depict police abuse, a new trend in law enforcement is gaining popularity. In at least 3 states, it is now illegal to record any on-duty police officer. Even if the encounter involves you and may be necessary to your defense, and even if the recording is on public streets where there is no expectation of privacy. Illinois, Massachusetts, and Maryland, feel sorry for you guys right now, are among the 12 states in which all parties must consent for a recording to be legal. Since the police do not consent, the camera wielder can be arrested. A few weeks ago, an Illinois judge rejected a motion to dismiss eavesdropping charge against Christopher Drew, who recorded his own arrest for selling $1 artwork on the streets of Chicago. Although the misdemeanor charges of not having a peddler's license were dropped, Drew is being prosecuted for illegal recording, a Class 1 felony, punished by 4 to 15 years in prison. In short, recordings that are flattering to the police will almost certainly not result in prosecution, even if they are done without an all-party consent. The only people who seem prone to prosecution are those who embarrass or confront the police or who somehow challenge the law. When police act as though cameras are the equivalent of guns pointed at them, there's a sense in which they are correct. Cameras have become the most effective weapon that ordinary people have to protect against and expose police abuse, and the police want it to stop. Now, question is, do you think this is going to stick? Because if it sticks, you know it's going to spread.
Right. The only thing that I don't think is going to stick, simply because you know how they have the police videos like cops and things?
Yeah.
Even, because if it says anybody who doesn't consent,
yeah,
even the person being arrested say no, they can't use that video.
Yeah.
So then they really don't have a case about anything.
Well, see, I was wondering that myself, because if the police can say, okay, we universally do not consent to being filmed and therefore it is illegal, what about the cameras and the cop cars? Pull it up to you. Can you say, I don't consent to being filmed? You can't film me? Can we do that? I somehow doubt it.
Well,
because that would be fair.
But let it happen to somebody who happens to be a lawyer or is a friend with a lawyer. That'll get dropped instantly.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, I know lately, because I used to be a cop, the police are really, really pissed off about people actually catching them. It's not that they've just recently been acting like douchebags. They've been doing it all along. It's just that now that there are cameras in everybody's pocket, they're being caught left and right, and they're getting in trouble. Not nearly, by the way, as much as they should. You know, cops murdered five people, just pull out his gun. Oh, I thought it was a stun gun. And he gets what? Administrative fucking leave?
And that's paid.
And that's paid administrative leave? You know, this guy should be going to jail for life, but he doesn't even get that. But they're even pissed off about having the small little bits of punishment they get, so they don't want us filming them because they want to be able to get away with whatever they want.
You know what? We should start a foundation.
It's some bullshit. Well, yeah.
Like, what is that foundation that fights for all the gay people?
The NAA.
No.
FP. National Association for Advancement of Fag People.
But there's an association.
ACLU.
ACLU, yes.
ACLU.
We need to start an association like the,
American Civil Liberties Union.
Yes, well, like the American Civil Liberties Union, like the
like the ACLU.
Like the ACLU that literally fights for the rights of people.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually no association for that in the United States.
There actually isn't.
No.
I mean, it's all segregated down into little, you know, black people and gay people and white people.
But how about we fight for everybody?
Yeah, people who... You know, the National Advancement for People Who Aren't Cops.
Right.
You know, that's what we need. We need something like people who aren't being fucking douchebags.
Oh, who would they be?
N-double... A... Oh, crap.
N-double... A...
P... A...
Nap.
It'd be nap.
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 Let's see. A nearly 25-year-old study concluded that children, not old, 25-year study, concluded that children raised in lesbian households were psychologically well-adjusted and had fewer behavioral problems than their peers. The study published Monday in the journal Pediatrics followed 78 lesbian couples who conceived through sperm donations and assessed their children's well-being through a series of questionnaires and interviews. Wendy Wright, president of the Concerned Women for America.
See, they even got an association.
Yeah, they do, I guess. A group that supports biblical values questioned the legitimacy of the findings from a study funded by gay advocacy groups. That proves that the prejudice and bias of the study is real, she said. This study was clearly designed to come out with one outcome, to attempt to sway people that children are not detrimentally affected by it in a homosexual household. To assess their well-being, the tests use a child behavior checklist, a commonly used standard measure of children's behavioral and social problems, such as anxiety, depression, aggressive behavior, and social competence. Children from lesbian families rated higher in social, academic, and total competence. They also showed lower rates in social, rule-breaking, aggressive problem behavior. You have to be a little suspicious of any study that says children are being raised by same-sex couples do better or have superior outcomes of children raised with a mother and father, Wright said. It just defies common sense and reality. You know, Mrs. Wright, are you watching the show now? Because I know that you are, because everybody does. In that case, may I say, ma'am, that you are an overzealous religious cunt. That's just what the fuck you are. I mean, the evidence. Read the evidence. Even when we win, they won't let us win. Why? Why the fuck? I mean...
When you win, you lose.
You know what? You're going to have a God that there's no proof of. Fine. You're going to, you know, live on some kind of... A guy died, got raised 3 days from the dead later. Even though we know that can't happen. Even though that's against common sense. You want to believe that without any evidence, fine. But when we put the evidence right in your fucking face, bitch, don't get religious on us. I mean, there are some things that, yeah, there's stereotypes about gay people. Not all of them are false.
Right.
But when we win, let us fucking win, okay? The evidence is there. It proves it. It shows it. And you can't just sit there and go, oh, well, now that's a fact, I'm just not going to believe it fucking anyway, okay? You bitch. that's my thought. She needs to be raped.
No.
And like it.
She's not. Well, then it's not rape.
Okay. I didn't know what to say to that. She needs to be raped and not like it.
Well, then.
That's my thoughts on it. This bitch is pissing me off. I'm sorry. She's getting under my
skin. Well, just like you said, as somebody who doesn't want to let the facts show what's going on.
Yeah.
And that tends to happen with, it happened with the black people when they had their uprise.
It did.
And now it's happening with the gays, because now being gay is the new black.
Yeah.
And technically, that is exactly what it is. And being gay, you're fighting for everything that you should deserve. I mean, you shouldn't even have to deserve it. It is your right to have it. And they're now telling us that... Even though we proved it. Sorry, you're wrong.
Yeah. I mean, even though they're proving more and more every day that homosexuality is genetic, there are enzyme differences in the brain that cause this, and that we can raise children better than straight people. Even gay animals are raising children better than the straight. They've shown that too. I mean, even though it's right there on paper and it's there at this point, they're going, well, now that it's a fact, we just don't believe it anyway. Fuck all of you. Fuck you. If you're going to say, we don't believe this because there's no facts, and then we put the facts in your face and you say, well, we don't believe it anyway, get fucked. Just suck all of my nuts. Every single nut on my body. Suck it.
How many do you have?
They can find out if they all fit in their mouth. When they don't. And we will find out how many balls two has. Just,
well, yes, we'll find out.
Find out.
We'll find out at the next break.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. What time should I start going to? Just checking the time there. Just we're still a little bit,
No, he is. I'm not.
It's been like a year since we've done this. Okay. Mexico has slammed the U.S. for its disproportionate use of force, it says, after a boy of 14 was shot dead by an American Border Patrol officer. U.S. officials claim the guard was defending himself and his colleagues when he gunned down a teenager on the other side of the border, as he and other officers were pelted with stones. The Border Patrol were trying to arrest illegal immigrants on the Texas side of the Rio Grande River near El Paso. Preliminary reports on the incident indicated that U.S. officers on bicycle patrol were assaulted with rocks by an unknown number of people, Border Patrol's Special Operations Supervisor Ramiro Cordeno said. During the assault, at least one agent discharged his firearm. The agent is currently on administration leave. And I hate that when they say at least one officer. What does that mean, 12 of them? Although a multi-agency investigation is currently ongoing. You're going to come to the United States and throw rocks at an officer. That's one thing. Okay, I can kind of see, you should have known better. You're in the United States. You don't throw rocks at cops.
Right.
They might shoot you.
Right.
But they lost me when he was in his own country.
Yeah.
They shot a bullet across the border and killed somebody on the other side. Now, isn't that an act of war? I mean, technically.
Technically it is. If you go by the way our politics are in this country, that would be an act of war.
Yeah. I think that's an act of war. Of course, also, you could also technically say that, when thousands of people are streaming across the border, that, without having migration papers, that's an invasion. You could say that also. Maybe it's just an escalation of the war. But either way, I don't think they were right. I don't think they were right. And besides, since when are rocks fucking lethal? When do you use lethal force?
Not to say anything, not to discount this, but you never know. You know how anything can happen. Me, if I was a cop and they were throwing rocks at me, I wouldn't shoot them.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you? And now, if I wanted to really scare them, and they do this all the time, they fire a warning shot.
Yeah. They'll do that.
Shoot it up in the air.
Yep.
And that probably would have scared him.
Probably.
That would have scared him to death.
Yeah. Now see, that's the thing is, when you stack up all the evidence, rocks were the weapon. 14-year-old boy on the other side of the border. I think they're wrong.
I agree.
You know what's going to happen to these cops for this? Nothing.
They're going to move to another side of the border. Further down the road.
They'll reassign them to an even cushier position somewhere. Is what they're going to do.
They put them in an administrative position in an office where they can do whatever and get paid more. They get a raise and get a.
And if they had it the way they wanted it, anybody who was filming this would have also gone to jail. Especially if it proved that they were in the wrong. Because lately, that's happening so much is when TV news cameras or somebody's there,
yeah.
and they'll be filming, and the cops will come in later and say, oh, no, they opened the door and shot at us. That's why we opened fire on the house. And they'll have the videotape of, nope, they just started firing. They just started. Happens all the time. Let's see here. Los Angeles. Seven seniors at Southern California High School were facing disciplinary action for participating in a game called Beat the Jew, in which losers were subjected to incineration or enslavement. The game involved some students playing the role of Nazis who blindfolded and dropped off other students playing Jews who must find their way back to the campus, said Sherry Johnstone, assistant superintendent of personnel for Desert Sands Unified School District. Seven seniors at La Quinta High School could be suspended or barred from graduation, among other measures. This is appalling to us, she said. We want our students to understand the horror of a title like this. The district is about 130 miles east of Los Angeles, referred the matter to police because of the possibility that the game contained a threat. No threat has been found so far, but the investigation was ongoing. The game was promoted online, attracting about 40 students. Seven showed up and played in the parking lot. The district is working with Jewish organizations to review its tolerance curriculum. A voluntary tolerance program will be held after school next week. Voluntary tolerance program. You know, that almost sounds like something the Nazis might do. Come to your voluntary tolerance program. You will be here, you will be shaved, you will be sterilized, or you will receive the yellow discipline. You know, it sounds just like something. Okay.
I'm trying to think of how to respond to that. I'm just thinking.
This, okay, A, like it or not, and one thing we love to do here on the Two Cent Show is we don't tell bullshit. Like it or not, the Jewish people are the whiniest people on the planet when it comes to this shit. Sorry, this is just a fact. They whine more than anybody else ever has. Now, it's not to say that they haven't been treated incorrectly, but goddamn they whine about it. Now, this, on the other hand, here's the thing. They were playing a game after hours. They weren't at school. So they're being just thrown out of school for this. Basically, what it comes down to is if they'd given a different set of Nazis and Jews, if they'd had foxes and rabbits, they wouldn't be facing the same expulsion.
I probably think they would.
You think so?
The only reason why I think they would was because it did involve school. They had to get back to the school.
That's true. However, I think what it is what brought attention to this.
I will say that the name did appall me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But what it comes down to, and this is what I can't help but think of, what it comes down to is that students are now being suspended because of their after-school use of a certain word that offends certain people that happen to be the whiniest people on the planet. Isn't that really what it boils down to? It's like they used the word, they weren't even at school. Well, they're not during hours,
well,
you know what I mean?
Right. Well, look at it. I mean, if they said beat the nigger.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying they'd be right either.
They wouldn't be right, but if they said beat the honky,
yeah,
it would have got a different thing.
Yeah.
It would have been totally different.
It would have been different. It's all based on the words that they used, and that doesn't seem fair, does it? But then again, try to make the world be fair, and I'll show you a world that'll go down on me a lot. Because that would be fair. Yeah.
No.
That would be very
fair.
That
would not be fair.
I think it would be fair if the world went down on me.
No.
All of my nuts.
No. All of your nuts.
On me and
then
all
we'll
of my
find
nuts.
Out at the break.
Then we'll find out. We'll find out the exact number at the break. I think that would be fair. You know, okay, this whole Arizona thing, you know, if it's unjust to have a law that, you know, a certain color happens to be the majority of people who are breaking it, does that mean it's unjust for me to have pants on since the majority of people want to gobble my cock?
But the majority of people don't.
You know, I don't know what world you're living in, but
let's see.
It's adorable.
It really is. I'm living in a world where Jews whine, niggers shoot, and white people shoot up whole schools.
Huh. Sounds a lot like my world, but in mine, everybody wants to gobble my cock. That's, I think, the only difference.
Then I don't know what world I'm living in because
my world is
I don't.
A lot prettier.
I don't.
I like my world a lot better. people going down on me in my world. I don't know what's wrong with nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there is.
Go down. Double. www.godownontwoscock.com. dot suck.
Go down on Tuescock. Dot suck.
Well, folks, while we're here, we might as well go into some gore news. Jibba's favorite part of the show. You know, I have to say, okay, wasn't the best gore news this week. Apparently people got some brains out there. For, I'm sure, a temporary period of time. I'm sure it won't last. Anyway, here we go. In Arkansas, an 80-year-old woman was found in a church, stuffed under the podium. She had been beaten with a cross until she was dead. Jesus Christ is currently the main suspect. So, you see, that was the... Look at him. He doesn't want to laugh at that one. Because it's an 80-year-old woman stuffed under a podium at a church, all been tenderized with a cross. Just like poultry. Except with saggier boobs.
What? And,
I don't know why. They don't know why. Nothing was stolen out of the church, and nothing else was broken. Just dead old woman. Cross was beaten. And strangely enough, that, you know, crucifix with Jesus on the wall was missing.
How big was the cross she was beating?
That I don't know. I wish they said that. In Missouri, a guy invited two other guys over to his mother's house so he could rob and kill them. Problem is, he didn't want to get blood on his mother's floor. So he took them outside, but there were a lot of people out there. So then he took them into the basement where he shot them all until they were dead. Then he put them in a grocery cart and left them behind the house. Obviously, they caught him. But mom was so very pleased. She came home and saw the dead people in the cart and went, oh, my boy, so nice. He didn't want to get blood on the cart. Oh, that's so sweet. I got such a wonderful boy.
I'm confused. What is wrong with your murderers today? If you push them down the street.
Do something.
Do that.
Throw them in the well.
Oh, my.
Burn them in a fire. Just leave them in a grocery. Who's going to walk by a grocery cart filled with dead bodies and go, that's normal. I was about to buy one of those myself at Ralph's the other day.
Well, it's starting to turn that way with all these people killing people.
No kid, they ought to just start selling them.
Dead bodies?
Just dead bodies. In carts already. People everywhere pushing around their dead bodies all over the place. What'd you think of? That's his I thought of something look.
I just had an idea. If you ever, I shouldn't really say this, but I am.
You're going to anyway.
If you ever really want to kill somebody, mm-hmm. Do it at Halloween. You can put them out in your front lawn and nobody would think none about it.
Oh my God. Actually, do it before. Do it like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Before
and
Halloween.
Like you're doing the Halloween
and, like,
thing.
And stuff them up in like a scarecrow or something and just hang them in your.
Nobody would know the difference.
Nobody would know.
And then when you're done, take it down, discard the body, and no one would ever know.
Yeah. They would not know how that happened. You'd be in the show.
Yeah.
That works.
And I laugh about it.
In England, a guy decided he wanted a parasail. So he went to eBay, bought a paraglider for 300 pounds, tied himself to a car with a rope, and said, go. No one bothered to tell the guy that he needed lessons to fly the thing, probably because they thought it would be funny as hell, and it was. The guy crashed and broke his back in three places after less than a minute in the air. You know, the moral of the story is, don't do that shit. Don't do it. Don't do it! Especially 300 pounds. I mean, that's like buying an airplane. People do that all kinds
but
of...
It was...
I've seen people do that with, like, you know, helicopters and all kinds. They'll go on, you know, some site and just buy a used airplane and take off and die.
You know what we should do?
That.
Buy an airplane.
This is already not sounding good. Are you trying to make it into the news?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't you want to be in your own news?
I hope I can read it. As long as I can read it.
As long as you can read it, you're fine, right?
Yeah.
All right.
In Australia, a 7-year-old boy broke into a zoo and spent the next few hours picking up any animal he could with his hands and throwing them to the crocodiles. Really? Tragically, the boy himself did not fall in the crocodile pit. However, there's some very happy crocodiles in Australia today. What the fuck? How do you... That's a malicious little motherfucker. But kind of cool also. Just broke it. I mean, hey, if I found myself in a zoo in the middle of the night with nothing to do, I'd probably start picking up shit and throwing it to... Let's see. Funny. Throw it to the crocodile. Oh, look. Look, a baby. Crocodile. See what it'll do to that. Why not? Make some crocodiles happy? It would be funny. You know? Chop off the elephant's nuts, throw it to the crocodile. We'll see. Start cooking up some shit in a pan. There you go. Bon appetit. I like that. I think it's. I think this is a cool little child. He just wanted to feed poor crocodiles. That's all. Thought they looked... Here, you look thin. Have a llama, you know?
Llama?
You look thin. Have a llama. You look thin. Let's see. In Pennsylvania...
Wait, note that.
In Pennsylvania, on the advice of her father, a pregnant 13-year-old girl stabbed her unborn fetus with a pencil until it was dead. The fact that her father would encourage her to do such a thing doesn't seem so strange when you learn that he was also the father of the fetus. Yeah, so 13-year-old kid, dad screws the 13-year-old kid and gets her pregnant and then says, kill it! So, with her 13-year-old problem-solving skills, she picks up a pencil and goes to work. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so...
What state was this in again?
Was that Pennsylvania?
Really? Well,
some weird motherfuckers in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, well, by the way, Anthrocon is coming up here. Very soon, in a couple of weeks, if you
want. Yeah, this is, there's going to be 3,000 weird motherfuckers descending on Pennsylvania.
Finally, in North Carolina, a man took his girlfriend out to their favorite hiking place in beautiful North Carolina forest in order to propose to her. I can't make this stuff up, folks. I swear to God. The man got down on his knee, took out a ring, and proposed. And before she could say yes or no, a bolt of lightning hit the bitch until she was smoking and dead. Just, God is like, no! Will you marry me?
No!
That was the end of that. Just, God decided, no, you ain't marrying that. I mean, bam! Right in front of him. That would almost be so tragic, I might even laugh if that happened to me. I'd be like, pfft. No fucking way that just happened. I can't believe that. So, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Maybe it was... I want film of that. That's what I want film of. How? What could she have possibly done? Or him? He still can't. I'm trying to burn up time, but he can't stop laughing. Oh, folks. You know, life just isn't the same unless you can laugh at some tragedy. I mean, well, you know?
How can you not laugh at that?
I don't know. It is tragic, but if you laughed at every tragedy that happened every day, you'd have a miserable life. Folks, laugh at some tragedy now and then.
I mean, God said no.
God said no. God said no. God and nature and everything around him said, no, you can't have this piece. Only way you get in this pussy is if it's cooked. Boom.
Cooked fish.
Yeah. An overdone roast beef sandwich.
Ew.
From Arby's.
Ew.
Yeah. That's just cooked. Just you going to have some cooked. Either that or maybe he was about to screw her. And then God hit her with the bolt and said, oops, too early. You know, that could have been fun, you know. Boy, that way he would have... Imagine that, you're screwing somebody and they get hit by lightning. It's like, whoa, baby! That might be good. I want that to happen to me. I want to be boinking somebody and they get hit by lightning. That would be awesome.
Hmm.
See? You were about to say, what's wrong with you? And then you got to say, like, wait, maybe that would be good. We're going to have to take a break here in a minute or two.
Or two.
We're going to play some cartoons today. And remember, we'll be back.
We'll find out how many balls.
Yep. I do love that cartoon. I don't know if you've seen it before.
That's my first time seeing it.
Yeah,
so.
That's a nice one. And there's dragons. That makes it automatic.
Well, you're all about the dragons.
I actually love that cartoon. I like dragons.
So you give me Anubis any day.
See, yeah, he's Anubis, I'm dragons. But yeah, they're both difficult.
Sorry.
He was going somewhere in his head. He was visiting his happy place. Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh dear. I'll go. Well, since we are experimenting with this place, we would normally have the furry 15 minutes, which if you guys didn't know that before, we used to interview furries now and then, and it didn't go over too well, so we're trying something different. This space has always been a changing space in two sense, and so we like to find different things to go there. Just until we stumble onto something that really rocks, this time I have something for you. Actual sentences found in patients' hospital charts. These are 15 actual description sentences, you know, written down by doctors and nurses that have been on the medical chart. And some of these are great. Like 15. She is numb from her toes down. That an actual description. Now
you can be.
Well. Okay, from her toes down. Now, does that include the tips of her toes? Because I'm numb from my toes down, too. Because there's nothing left there. I have no body after that. There is no more body.
Maybe she had feelings in her toenails. And her toenails were 10 feet long.
Well, you know, if you're feeling things past your toes, you need some help, baby.
That's probably why she was in the hospital anyway.
Might have been. Might have been a psych ward.
Yes.
Up.
Sue.
We got to remember to do that now and then.
Wait, no. What would we say for the
last
hospital
one was
charts?
Sue. Oh, the hospital. I don't die.
Die.
I can't think of it.
Go ahead. I think of one.
Okay, you'll think of one. Okay. Here's another one too. 14. Written on a patient chart. Since she can't get pregnant with her husband, I thought you might like to work her up. Yeah, no. That's what you do in that situation, I think.
Yeah.
Not just what you do. 13, also another one along those lines. Between you and me, we ought to be able to get this lady pregnant.
On a chart?
On a chart!
That was written on a chart. Sperm bank.
Or a fertility clinic. Or something. Yeah, between you and me, we ought to be able to get this lady pregnant. You know, that's kind of a double team in some way. Hey,
some people, menage a trois.
It happens in nature all the time,
mm-hmm.
Especially with prey animals. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do we do this at the same time?
Buddha! We are, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Buddha of funny. We, both of us together. Buddha.
Yes.
Buddha of funny.
You do that every day, tour Pittsburgh, 3 times a day.
Yep. And maybe, if you are lucky, I will reveal how many nuts that I have.
I found out.
Yeah. And he was surprised, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really real show now.
Stop! You nailed this motherfucker! No!
Moving on.
Not moving on. He's gonna sit there and fart beside me. No! You nasty bitch!
It's an earthquake. It was California.
No! It shook my chair and I'm sitting next to you and we're not. Oh my fucking. You nasty bitch!
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Wasn't.
Who the heck?
It was Bunny. It was Bunny back there. By the way, I'd like to introduce you guys. We do have a new cast character. He is a bunny, and his name is Toast. And he is the technical director, as we mentioned before. I think he's back there somewhere. We won't know. There you are.
I'm over here.
How's it going back there? How's the technical direction going?
God damn it, it's hot back here.
Can you smell my fart from back there?
I know.
Dude, you're lucky. You lucky bitch. You nasty bitch. You lucky bitch. And then you probably, you don't even mind because it's your fart. God damn.
I think it smells like roses, personally.
Roses smell like shit.
Buddha. Okay. Let's see. Patient had waffles for breakfast and anorexia for lunch. I don't know if that's a misspelling or what. But apparently she went om nom nom blum nom nom mon mon
mon mon mon mon mon
om nom 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 mon 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 mon. Let's see. Patient's medical history has been remarkably insignificant, with only a 40-pound weight gain in the past 3 days. I don't know.
That was probably the same one as the anorexic. That's the same lady.
40-pound weight gain. I don't know what this hospital considers insignificant, but 40 pounds in 3 days? Might be something wrong. I don't know. Sometimes I would like to be able to gain 40 pounds in 3 days as long as I could lose it. In 3 days.
Right.
Because
right.
I would just show up to a convention or to a performance just suddenly fat. And the next time, you know, you see me 3 weeks down the road and I'd be like, you know, skinny again. And people be like, what the fuck happened? And I think that'd be awesome.
That would be. I would do it too.
I would do it. I'd do it. Throw me some food. Let's see. Patient has left white blood cells at another hospital. That's not good.
No.
I don't think that's very good.
That's not good.
Let's see. Patient has refused autopsy. Now, when that happens, you know, if you're... that's the day I'm scared. When somebody just, you know...
Well,
they're going to cut open a dude and he goes, no, I do not consent to this.
Well, then that's the start of the zombie.
That's what it is.
That's when that starts.
That's what, somebody walked in the hospital going, brains, and they're like, let me... No! Patient has refused autopsy. Let's see. The patient has no previous history of suicides.
That's good.
I think that's a very positive thing in their prognosis, personally.
Let me say something to the 2 cents fans out there. We are saying a lot of things at the same time. This is unrehearsed. I have never seen these. All the stuff that are happening are because...
Yeah. He hasn't seen it yet. So, question, we had a camera drop out there for a second. Bun, are you back there?
Yeah, we had a camera drop out.
Which one?
Number 3.
Number 3 is done?
Yep.
Really? Oh, I can fix that. Here, I'll tell you what. You start here at number 6.
This is number 6.
Yeah, you read number 6 and I'll go fix the camera.
Number 6. Discharge status. Alive but without my permission.
See, no, you can't hear me. Never mind.
Alive but without my permission. Let's go to number 5 then. The patient has been depressed since she began seeing me in 1993. That's kind of a bad thing if you're a psychiatrist.
Yes, it is.
Did you want to continue taking this back?
I can take this back.
Okay.
Yeah, especially, but yeah, I noticed that one earlier. It's like, that's, that kind of stinks. You got camera 3 back? Here, Jibba, are you there? That's camera 3? Oh, hang on.
Well, hello, camera 3. Let me zoom in to me. Show my face. Hello.
Oh,
look at what? Look at what?
Okay. Camera 3 is okay? Camera 3
We're
is
good
okay.
To go. I'm back.
See, that's what you call on the spot, you know, fixing shit. Because we're still getting used to this. Let's see.
4.
We're at number 4. The patient is tearful and crying constantly. She also appears to be depressed.
Don't
know what would make you think that.
I'm not depressed.
I'm not depressed. I'm not depressed.
Sounds like a bunch of pissed off men. Or a ghost.
Pissed off ghost?
Pissed off ghost. I'm so happy we have video now.
Yes.
This is so awesome. Okay. On the second day, the knee was better, and on the third day, it disappeared.
I'm going to walk around on my knee.
Where'd it go?
It was better.
It was better.
At least you had it for a day.
Yeah.
That's a good rate.
The patient has chest pains if she lies on her side for over a year. I think I would, too. There'd be a spring in my pancreas. And I would be in some pain if I laid on my side for over a year. I just... Sorry, that was a little bit of an in-joke there, the pancreas thing. I like to... We like to toss those in every now and then just to mess each other up. Because it's fun. And finally, number one. She has no rigors or shaking chills, but her husband states she was very hot in bed last night. Now, you know that, you know they wrote that like that on purpose.
Yeah.
They could have put that a dozen different ways.
They wrote that.
They're like, transcriptionist is being a...
Mm.
Oh, my. Let's see here.
Oh.
We've got 30 minutes left, and we've got some Dear Two letters. And
all right, let's go.
I love Dear Two letters. I love them very much.
Dear Two.
Dear Two.
Why?
Dear Two letters. It's Dear Two letters.
It's Dear Two letters.
Were you going to ask me a Dear Two letter?
Yeah, I was going to ask you a Dear Two letter.
Hey, you get precedence. You're right here. And
Dear,
you are my co-host and my friend.
Two.
Yes.
Why did you fart in my general direction?
Dear Jibba, why was your general direction in front of my ass? Hey, you don't dictate where the farts go, okay? They got a mind of their own. A fart goes where it wants to, like a leaf on the shoulders of a mighty stream. They're free birds, man. You can't lock them down. Okay.
Yeah, you
fuck
free one, all right. You free one, all right. And it lingered.
That'd be a great euphemism for farting, freeing the slaves.
Free.
I'm just going to free the slaves there.
I'm so getting... The NAACP is so going to shut down the show. It's
No, they can't.
You know what? We need to find out if, like, the NAACP or, like, especially, like, religious shows. We need to do this on Sunday. We need to find, like, a religious show, like a really popular religious show.
And do it.
To have this show and schedule it specifically to go on right after that show or while it's going on.
Oh, yeah. And we could...
We can
watch it at
we can stream it in every now and then, watch the preacher doing something, and then just cut back and go, bullshit! It's not true! Don't believe it for a second, folks. Let's see here. Oh, God, you infected my ass. I was doing my show. I was doing a stand-up show at... No, not like that. God. Jibba is down. Jibba is down, folks. I didn't mean you infected me like that. Even though you did, you just didn't know it. He's given me the deadly gift, folks. Yes. I asked for it. This show is going in a mighty peculiar direction.
Yeah,
so I don't know why. No, you. I was doing my show at FAU. And I cracked myself up. I got myself up because I was doing the furry preacher bit, the first furries, and I was standing there and it wasn't in my script. You know, I wasn't used to doing it, but I was just like, you know, and praise it. Sadly, the Shaniqua was eaten by lions just a few years later. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just came out of me, and I realized that came right from Jibba. That was Jibba coming out of me on stage. And I broke up. I had to stop and wait a minute. It's your fault.
I catch myself all the time.
Yeah. Okay. On to Dear Two Letters here. Thank you, by the way, for everybody writing in this last week. These are all from between the last show and this one.
Okay.
Which I have about 2,000 of them stored up over the time, the year that we weren't recording. Thank you all so much for continuing to send me letters over frickin' day.
Do it all the time.
Dear Two, when I was born, I was given up by my biological mother to my current mother. Now, almost 20 years after that, I have a chance to meet my biological brother. Personally, I feel that I have absolutely no obligation to have anything to do with my biological family, seeing as how I was given a nearly 25 years... What? Given up at birth. Sorry, went to a different page. Even though I should be a little thankful for that, because my biological birth giver had kept me, I could have turned out to be a crack baby. But since that birth giver didn't have the fucking common sense to have a fucking abortion and not deal with and not have to deal with any of that shit, I shouldn't have to see any of them at all for any reason. I kind of have an idea of what I'm going to do, but I'd like to get a second or third opinion on this. This is from Yata the Skunk. Dialing. This is one of those you got to go in the dialing. Sweetie, if you don't want to see these people, you don't have to.
Exactly.
You don't have to see them. You know what? I'd be pissed off, too, if my mom or dad or family went, you know what, don't want you from birth, gave me to somebody else, and then 20 years later, they want to see you. Personally, you shouldn't have to do that if you don't want to. However, do realize this. And you want to take it, I know you were going to say the same thing.
They had the common sense to know that they couldn't take another child. And go ahead, say what you want to say, because it looked like you were going to go in a different way.
That was close. I was going to say that, you know, that may be true. However, you absolutely, you don't want to see him, don't do it. Don't go.
Well, yeah.
You have no obligation to do it. But do realize that people change, especially over 20 years. You said 20 years. Your mom is not the same person now as she was 20 years ago. She may not make the same decision. She's probably grown up a lot. So if you don't want to see him, you don't have to, but do keep in mind, it's been 20 years, and that may make all the difference in the world.
Right.
So, something to think about.
But I will also say this as well, and it's adding on to the 20-year thing. At least, because if you said you was going to come out as a crack baby possibly and meet your brother and he is or whatever, they knew better. They had you, and they said, we can't do it.
Yeah.
We can't do this. Well, so let me give you to a better household that can be better off for you. I mean, like we both said, if you don't want to see him, absolutely,
you don't have to.
Don't do it.
Well, he mentioned in here also, you know, that she didn't have an abortion, but you know what? She could have.
Yeah, she could have.
In fact, it probably was a lot harder and more expensive on her to have you than to have an abortion. That should say something.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is that if I were in your shoes, no, you don't have to go see her at all if you don't want to, or your brother, anybody in your family who gave you up, you don't have to do that. But you might want to cut them a break. Just to see. Just to make sure that you're not wrong and they haven't changed.
I mean, and you have your family, and that's where it comes down to. You have the family that was given to you at birth, maybe not gave birth to you, but given to you at birth. And being able to go and see your real family, trust me, it's hard to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I haven't seen my father in almost 13 years. And I saw him one time, and I did not want to see him, but I made myself simply because he is my father.
Yeah.
He made a decision then, and he did change, and he's still been in contact with me since. But it's a make your decision. I mean, if you don't want to see him, don't see him.
Right back to the tell us what happens.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, we'll read it on air. Oh boy. Yeah, you know, I've debated about reading this one on the air or not, but I'm going to. Dear Two, I am responding to your recent show on June 4th to the letter about coming out as an LGBT individual to your parents. I request that you cease and desist casting a negative light on coming out. If there's one thing that is the toughest to do as an activist in the LGBT community. It is to shore up numbers of willing individuals who wish to show that they are proud of who they are as LGBT people. I wish to share a very striking statistic with you. If someone knows a queer person, they are 3 times more likely to vote for LGBT causes or someone who champions LGBT rights. As a community organizer at Penn State, the toughest thing is to see LGBT groups on campus waste away as it becomes easier and easier to hide who they are as a gay person from your loved ones. And as a gay man looking for dick on the internet, it's the toughest thing is to see the amount of closeted gay men out there too fearful to come out of the closet, especially when I'm also that community organizer. Sincerely yours, Joseph Davey, community organizer at Penn State University. Now, did this guy literally just ask us to stop, to go ahead and say that it's a good thing for kids to go ahead and do something that could wind them up, you know, being disowned and homeless, just so he can have more dick to suck? Did you really just do that? Is that literally what happened here? Not to bash on you too much, but at some point you're going to have to step back and realize that, you know, maybe you're the kind of gay person that makes people hate gay people. Just a thought for you there. Interesting statistic. I'll start with that because I've heard it before. Somebody who knows a gay person is 3 times more likely to vote for LGBT causes. I hear gay rights activists vomit up this statistic over and over again, and they don't ever seem to know what it means. They don't ever seem to sit there and think about it. They just regurgitate it because it's what they've been taught, like a fucking religion or something. You know, of course, people who have queer friends, of course they're going to be more likely to support gay rights because they don't mind gay people. People who don't like gay people don't have queer friends. So it's not that people who get a queer friend are then going to vote for people who are, you know, gay causes. They vote for gay causes and support gay stuff. That's why they have queer friends. That statistic means nothing. And second of all, you know, I'm unsure, and maybe this is just a tip for, just a little bit of a tip for everybody out there. You know, I never did understand this whole idea of, you know, coming out. The reason I say it's negative, I'm not bullshitting here. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys just because it's pretty or just, I get people write to me every week telling me about how they came out to their parents and they are completely fucked over. They've been booted out of the house, never to return. Their parents have sent them to military school, completely raped over their life. Now that's a fact. That's reality. Right there. I don't need a statistic for that. That happens to me every week. I get letters like that. No, I'm not going to start saying, go ahead and come out to your parents because the vast majority of the time, they get fucked over because of it.
See, and this is where we disagree. This is where we disagree.
Well, they do, though.
Well, just because you get letters saying that doesn't mean that everybody, that it happens to everybody.
It doesn't happen to everybody, but I think it happens to enough people. And what's the benefit? Okay, here you go. You are a gay person. You want to come out to your parents. Now, if they go ahead and accept it, great. What's your benefit? But if they don't accept it, the loss is much greater than any benefits. That's what I don't understand, is why people feel like they're lying to the world if they don't let everybody around them know that they happen to like to suck dick. My family and friends don't know that I like the dick, so I'm lying, I'm being somebody not myself. You know what? Suggestion. Maybe you need to stop defining yourself by what you want to stick your dick in and just be a person.
That I can agree with.
You know?
That I can agree with, but I still feel that, and this is where we disagree. You say don't come out. I say if you want to come out, do it. Because, I mean, even if you know your parents, and even if you know your parents are going to go batshit, be prepared to suffer something that might not be the best to you, I don't know how to put that.
Well, honestly, you know, I see where you're coming from, and I can get behind that in a way, because it's like, if somebody's like, you know what, my parents may go batshit, but I don't really care.
Right.
It's like, fine, go for it. And after you move out, if you move out of the house and you're supporting yourself on your own, do what you want to. But if you're in a position where your parents can fuck you over and you think they're going to, if you tell them you're gay, don't do it. I don't know why people, gay people particularly, think that it's more important for their parents to know that they're gay than to have a roof over their head and a loving, caring family group. I don't know why it's more important. I don't know. I don't know why.
Well, and this is on the other side of that. Yeah. A loving, caring family group who's loving you for something that...
Fine, but at least you got a roof over your head for a while.
They can't, if you're, and I'll say this, and this is for everybody on this. Please put it on camera 3.
Yeah.
They cannot kick you out if you are under 18.
They can't.
They cannot. It is a federal offense if they kick you out. They cannot do it.
Yep, that's true.
They cannot do it. So don't say, well, I have nothing to do. Yes, you do. If you are under 18 and you come on and say get out, they cannot do it. Cannot.
The only way they can get away with that is if you don't report it, which sadly a lot of people don't.
They think they have. They think their hands are tied.
Yep. Now, that's true. That's true. So we've. Most parts we disagree on that. It's for the writer in, you know, I don't know what.
But,
I don't know what to tell you other than, you know, dude, you, I think you need to stop defining yourself by your sexual orientation and just be a goddamn human being. You know what? With gay people running around everywhere and their sexual orientation being at the top of the list of things that they define themselves by, how are we ever going to be seen as human beings? You as a community organizer ought to know this. We can't be human until we start considering ourselves human beings and not just gay people. You know? And maybe that's something that, you know, you need to think about for a while. I don't know.
Yes and no.
Well,
I mean, do what you... and even in coming out, this is one thing I do want to say. Define your life by what you want and make sure that if you do come out, make sure it's going to dictate...
Dictate
the lifestyle that you want to have after that.
Yeah. But, my point is that, you know, there are a billion things that define each person. If you're going to pick one, you know, fine, pick one, but you don't have to do that. You can pick, you know, 1,000 of them, or use just all of them. You don't have to be a gay person. You can be a human being who happens to be gay.
Right.
Let's see. Dear 2, got a short question for you. Camping in first-person shooters, yay or nay? Spectre from Australia. I think camping is a perfectly goddamn legitimate strategy. Thank you very much. Thank you. I think it's fine.
I think it's fine, too.
Fine.
But it pisses you off.
It pisses me off. Well, see,
right.
It does. I hate campers, but I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it too.
Because, and the reason I say that is because if I was in a war, like in Modern Warfare 2, and
right.
I would be sitting somewhere in a dark corner waiting for motherfuckers to run in front of me.
I am not moving my black ass.
Nope. Now, spawn camping.
That is wrong.
Because that doesn't happen in real life. Everybody who's deployed into a war doesn't
disappear
somewhere to be in front of a firing squad. Yeah. You know, that doesn't happen. So, but camping, perfectly legitimate strategy.
Right. It's a legitimate strategy, but it pisses you off.
And you know what? If there were more campers in the world, I think there wouldn't be war. Because if you think about it, if you got on a server where there's nothing but campers...
Nope.
There wouldn't be a game. People just be sitting there waiting for somebody else and nobody moved.
But it makes you a person who runs around.
The target?
No. It makes you aware of your surroundings a little more.
Yeah, that's true.
And you actually, and I will say this, campers, if you camp and somebody runs around and gets you every single time, that means you need to start moving around because that person is good enough to know exactly what's going on.
And exactly where you are and where you're
right.
Going to sit. Dear 2, my brother and I were talking about the recent environmental apocalypse that mankind has brought down on the Gulf of Mexico, and we disagree on one major point about how this should be handled, whereas I think a criminal charge should be pursued and at least one person arrested. He believes that no one should be arrested because this is an accident and it would be bad for business in this country. From what I've heard, this was totally preventable accident brought on by a blowout preventer that was not checked regularly. What do you think about this whole situation? And what punishments do you think should be pursued, if any? Curiously, yours looks like Zine's. Can I have that?
Yeah.
Pardon us. You know, as far as criminal charges, you know, if there has been a law broken, which maybe there has been, as far as the safety equipment on the thing, then I think someone should be arrested. If there's a law broken, someone should be arrested.
Yeah.
As to what should be done, personally, my opinion, I think that the government needs to step in, and I know they can't do this. It would be terrible if they did, because then it would be a slippery slip and they could do it to everybody. But I think in this case, the government should step in and say, okay, BP, you are no longer an oil company. Now all of your resources and all of your profits are going to be dedicated to cleaning up oil. That is what you do. It is what your job is from this point on. And once that oil is cleaned up, you're done. Mm-hmm. You're finished. You want to go off and start a different business, fine. But after that, you're done. Because it's still spewing out. And actually, they just had a report earlier on the news where one of the spokespersons for BP in Britain was sitting up there saying, frankly, we don't know if we can shut this off at all. And that's like ever. This could be, you know, this could like actually lead to some serious global damage.
No, and what's funny is they can shut it off.
They could have shut it off.
Well, they can still. They don't want to shut it off because they're going to lose money.
They don't want to lose the oil.
If they shut this off, they won't be able to turn it back on.
Yeah, and they don't like that.
They want to, and if they turned it off, they would lose so much money that it's like, well, so much money that they're like, well, it's going to put us under and stuff like that. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
This thing terrible. Pisses me off. They could have ended this a long time ago.
They could have. They really could have. I think they could have. Well, okay. Technically, I don't know the exact details, but I simply cannot believe, and this is a belief. If I'm wrong, fine. But I'm not. I believe that I can't believe that it could be this hard to plug up a fucking hole in the ground. Stop a hole in the ground. I mean, people are looking for oil all over the place, and these guys can't shut it the fuck off.
Right.
I don't believe that.
Right.
I don't believe it for a goddamn second. They don't want to shut it off because you notice all their plans entail capturing the oil.
Yeah.
Where we want to capture the oil. Nothing about turning it the fuck off or finding some way to destroy the oil before it turns, you know, they won't do that.
We should sue.
Fucking BP. I ought to sue BP just for pissing me off.
We should sue.
I mean, Jesus. People all over the place. You know what? If all that oil out there that's just flooding out of the ocean right now, if all of that money coming out of there just wasted in the ocean was given to fucking poor, starving countries and good causes and shit, do you have any idea? The shit that's leaking into the Gulf right now could solve so many problems in the fucking, could balance our fucking budget. And they're sitting there, well, we don't know, we want to cap it, we don't, you know what, BP needs to end.
There was an estimate that I read online. They have lost about $20 million worth of oil.
Yeah, and it's been some hundred, isn't it, had it been 100 million gallons in the ocean? Biggest oil spill in history?
Yeah, some $20 million that they're trying to capture.
Now, and as reference, folks, in case you didn't know, $20 million to an oil company like BP, It's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket.
They are a multi-billion dollar corporation. Mm-hmm. And $20 million they're trying to capture when they can just turn it off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know, Jesus. I know. I know. I know how you feel.
This is one time, for those of you who don't pray, this is one. Lord, help us all.
Yeah, I don't pray either, but if you have a God, why don't you pray to him for me? Because I can't do
Lord
it.
Lord, help us all. Yeah. I mean, whatever God you pray to.
Because this, folks, this could get bad.
Yeah.
This could get real bad. I mean, we've been reporting a lot of bad stuff on 2 Cents for a long time. This could get real, real bad. Especially when the hurricanes come up.
Yep.
To start dropping all that stuff on the country. This could turn pretty damn disastrous. So we'll see. Maybe we live in interesting times. It's going to be interesting.
At least there's that.
We'll be here reporting it to you with oil all over us. Be like dripping in oil.
Well, it won't show on me, but.
We'll just look the same. Hey, it'd be a lot easier to balance out the camera.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. Okay, dear two, I have a problem. I feel that I am lying to everyone I know, that my entire life is nothing more than a lie. The thing is that I am a dude and I pee sitting down. Should I tell everyone I ever meet this, or is this some shit that practically no one wants to know? This is from Anonymous. Dude, if you're a dude and you pee sitting down, you know, as I was telling the gay individual gentleman earlier, maybe you shouldn't be defining yourself by how you pee, you know?
Does it matter?
It doesn't really matter. I can't tell you. He seems like he's insinuating something there, like he's a dude, but he's a chick, or he's a dude, but he pees sitting down. I don't know which it is. Whatever it is, you know, I'm going to go with the general answer on something like this. I think this is probably your own private business.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody cares.
But what I really gets don't. Me is when you have to, when you take a shit, you have to sit down and you still pee when you take a shit.
Okay.
So it really doesn't matter.
Ask yourself this. You say, you know, you feel like your entire life is nothing more than a lie because people don't know that you're pee sitting down. Do you feel your entire life is a lie because people don't know your favorite food? Or your favorite color? I mean, why wouldn't... What's the difference? You know, it's just another detail about yourself that you haven't shared with everybody. Why feel like you're telling the world a lie by not sharing it with them?
Right.
Yeah. So, in this case, I would say, you know what? Probably that's your own business. And, pills.
Pills will take care of that.
Pills.
Go to the doctor. He'll give you a pill.
Or go if you're in California, he'll give you pot. Dear two, I'm very happy to hear you and Jeb are back on the back on Two Cents again. Yay! And he didn't cut the camera one again. It's God damn it. Where's Bunny? Where's the Bunny? Where? Where are you? Where? No! What? You're fucking up! Bad Bunny! Bad!
Here!
Bad! Are you paying attention? Are you jerking off back there or what?
Hey, you don't have that camera.
You don't even have the microphone. We can't hear you. What's wrong with you? Go back to camera one. Crazy nut bat. Folks, we have a bunny. You know. Anyway, we're trying to whip him into shape so that, you know, he's not... He's our little slave bunny back there. Well, you know, when it comes to eating him.
Yeah.
He's food.
Yeah.
He's a sandwich. He's going to be a sandwich every day.
Right.
I'm very happy to see you and Jim back on Two Cents again. I only got one tiny little question. Will we hear some of your old segment hosts again, like Garth, Bass Fox, Gary Walker, or will you start over again and look for some new segment hosts for the Supreme Two Cents 2.2? Regards, Chet Spot Cat. We're going to do both.
Yes.
We're doing both. Anybody, any of the old Two Cents co-hosts, or not co-hosts, but segment hosts that want to come back and do something video? We know Spaz Fox can do video. We know it.
Spaz, where are you, Spaz? We know you're out there, man. Come on, send us some video, man. Come on, man. We want to see how many balls you got. Come on. He knows how many I've got. How many you got? How many balls? Come on. I'll infect you. He'll infect you. Oh, God. Yeah.
Dear two.
Oh, Lord.
I was wondering when and if Jibba would ever reveal his stories about the TSA job. You said he would have to have a show talking about all that when he was allowed to. So glad to see you back, and I love your show. This is from Fat Ass Larry. Thank you. We're glad to be back. We're glad everybody's enjoying the show. Yeah, what about this TSA thing? I remember that. What happened with that?
Well, I'm still there. I mean, there will always be, because I was security clearance, there's always certain things that I cannot talk about. I won't ever be allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
But I can tell some stories, which I actually will be at my show. At AC.
Oh, really?
I will be telling some TSA stories. Some of the little things that happened and some of the things that didn't necessarily get covered up, but you just didn't know about.
In other words, what happened with Jibba at his TSA job?
Read the book.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Well, we're running a little short on time here, but I think we have time for this one last letter because there's not much response involved.
Okay.
Dear two, when I was 9, I watched a fat clown with a crescent wrench beat the shit out of a drunk Mexican guy. He made funny Spanish noises. The end. Regards, Omican from Wintachi, Washington. Yeah, man. I'm feeling it. Yeah. I wish I could have seen that.
I wish I would have, too.
I wish I could have seen
it. You should have put that on the news, and it probably would have been the Gore.
The Gore News, probably. We had a few more letters, folks. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time. Although we only had two more left, so we did better.
We did better
this time. But yeah. Listen, folks, thanks for tuning in. We want to thank everybody. And we want to thank everybody who's, like, involved. I want to thank Varmint Coyote this week, particularly. Major donator to the 2 Cent Show. Helped get us lots of equipment. Also, Timothy Albion Animation donated some very, very important and quite expensive equipment to this. You know, I need to do a video where I just go through the studio and do a rundown of the place. But
no, yeah.
Thank you to the contributors. Thank you to Tugrick, who hosts my site, and to Usbeam for hosting this video, and for all you guys for watching.
For listening. It's for you. We do it for you, but
we have fun.
Right.
We have fun doing it, but we're still doing it for you. Believe me, if we didn't have to do this, if you guys weren't watching, well, actually, even if there was a couple of them watching, I'd still do it anyway.
See, while we were on break for the year, I was in here every day doing it myself.
Yeah, he was just doing it by. Sometimes I'll sit down at this desk in the dark when nobody's here and pretend to do this.
And I'll hear him. And we walk in and do the show. It's okay.
No, I just love the show so much. I just love it so much. We're going to have to take off. We will see you next week. Hopefully again on Friday. Sorry about the delay this week.
Right. We had little technical stuff and other things.
Yeah. Hopefully Friday at 7, we'll see you. And until then, we will see you guys next week. Have a great week. And see you at Anthrocon in 2 weeks as well.
We'll be there.
All right. So, from us to you. Boot up.